Welcome back. I'm Camille with Heal with Camille podcast. Today we're going to discuss the things that I help people with and how I can help you, even if you're just listening on my podcast. I'm an intuitive counselor, author, TV personality, and I've had a successful business for over 25 years in Salt Lake City, Utah. This show is all about healing, healing yourself, healing relationships, and healing your future so it doesn't become the story like your past. You will experience learning how to clear yourself. We all live life and we have disagreements, quandaries, upsets, guilt, repressed trauma. And I use a clearing method that is distinctly different than other traditional therapies. It's all about empowering you to be at choice over your thoughts and your moods. You will understand how the mood set creates your future. Together, we can unravel this pain that you've been living in and start a whole new life and start over. Are you ready? Let's do this. When I first sit down with a client, I want to help unburden them. So I assess them to see where they're stuck, you know, where they have trapped energy. In life, I say we spend our spirit. You know, we spend our spirit like we spend our money. It's a currency, and we too are a currency. We are made up of a spirit body, which is electricity inside of a body. So we do have a vibration. We do have an electrical current. So we are a currency. And as we go through life, we spend our spirit on life experiences. Some are positive, some are negative. But if there's something that's happened in your past that you spent a lot of spirit on, you've got a lot of trapped energy in a past painful trauma. And usually at the end of that trauma, we draw conclusions. In moments of shock and trauma, we say, this will never happen again, or this is how it goes, or this is what this means. So we determine relationships. We basically set up the future to happen exactly as the trauma happened. And people have experienced that. They will tell me when they come see me, my gosh, this happened to me before. I've had this happen in the past. Or it seems like I can never get out of this pattern. Why am I always stuck in this same type of thing? I go through the same betrayals over and over and over. It's because you've got a lot of energy stuck in a past painful trauma, and that is something you're dragging around. And that is part of your story. But when I sit with people and help unburden them, we locate by doing a timeline. I have people write a timeline when life shifted for them. So, for example, someone had a car wreck. And before the car wreck, who were they? After the car wreck, who are they now? Same or different person. Maybe there's a physical shift, of course, but even trusting driving, even trusting being behind the wheel of a car or being a passenger in a car. Like usually prior to a trauma, there's more trust in your world. You don't have any concerns about something that's never happened. So driving is not a problem. But after a car wreck, there's a lot of things that go wrong after that car wreck. And you have a fear now that's more prevalent than it was prior to the car wreck. So this is where trust can go out the window. This happens in every aspect of life trauma. So from one moment to the next, if there's a trauma, you look at you before the incident and then after the incident, same or different person, same or different experience, same or different belief system, same or different mood. All of these things in this moment of shock are trapped. All this energy is trapped. So what I do with people is I take them through a shock and trauma handling incident. So what that means is I take people through the incident of what happened over and over to help desensitize them to it, but also to help them see that they change, that incident changed their perspective of life. It changed their ability to trust or have freedom from that point on. And we have a lot of these things happen to us, and it does bog us down. Think of a computer. And on a computer, you know, you've got all these memories and all these pictures and everything stored on your phone even. So all these things that are stored, it kind of slows down the memory. It slows down the flow of information. Well, human beings are no different. So when people come to see me, they sit down and I help them sort out where they're stuck, where they've got trapped energy, where they've got no memory left, so to speak, on their hard drive, which is their brain. And I help unburden them from these shocks and traumas that have happened in their past. A lot of clients come to me because they have these experiences of feeling like a roller coaster. And they're up, they're down, they're flush with money, then they're broke. Or they have no space, no time, and then they're fine. So there's just all these different roller coaster experiences with people. And it's kind of like an up and down, even moody kind of thing. So when people present to me as a roller coaster person, I ask them who or what around them is wanting them to fail. And the reason I ask that question is because usually the roller coaster effect happens because someone is suppressing you. And a suppressor, a personality type that's a suppressor, they want you to fail. They want you to be, they want you to need them. They want you to be at your worst so that they feel better. They're usually competitive or jealous of you. And maybe you don't know this. How you figure out if you're being suppressed is, number one, do you have the roller coaster effect in your life? And number two, do you start doubting yourself? Are you doubting yourself in your choices? Do you have a hard time making decisions? Do you want to maybe numb out? Are you looking for escape things and you didn't normally do that? Are you drinking more than normal? Are you eating more than normal? Is there something you're trying to numb out to? It feels subtle, but you just aren't your best self. And you seem to keep having failure after failure after failure. So if this describes you, if you're going through a roller coaster energy in your life, I can help you break through that. We'll have to look and see what's going on that's causing you to roller coaster. And some of these things have happened maybe years ago. Maybe you have a suppressive relationship with a family member. And when you grew up, that was just the way it was. You couldn't shine. If you got too big, too happy, too smart, someone in your family would have a hard time with you. They would be jealous, or they would look bad, or they would feel bad. So you had to hide your light. You had to pretend that you weren't as great as you really are. So if that sounds like you, this is another indicator of having a suppressor of relationship. And that tends to do something to our mind. It tends to do something to us. We kind of live in a box. We keep ourselves playing small. We don't want to play big. We don't want to play full out. Because again, if we did, what would they think? What would they do? Would they abandon us? Would they be upset with us? So this is the kind of stuff I help people sort out, as if they're being suppressed. I had a gentleman recently come to me, and he is on his own, divorced, and hasn't been with anybody, doesn't dare date anybody. He has some trauma from an ex-wife, and he had some major health issues, almost died. So when I sat down with him, you know, he's just lonely, extremely lonely, you can imagine, but he doesn't have this trust anymore because he feels like his ex-wife actually tried to kill him. And there's, you know, maybe so, I don't know exactly, but I do know that there were some moments where she did not show up for him when he was in a desperate time in his life when he could have died. So that just was an indicator for him that maybe she was done with the relationship. She did divorce him when he was down. So I went through the process with him, and through him unburdening himself by sharing with me all the details, everything he went through, I could see how this was a truly giant of a man. And the betrayal of trusting someone for, I think it was 30 years or more, in a marriage, and then to have this person betray them really, really crushed their soul. You know, this man's extremely intelligent, very successful, makes a lot of money. Everything in his life he's got control over but love. And that betrayal from his ex-wife made him really want to die, frankly. So as I worked through the trauma and worked through the pain with him, he started realizing that he had been being suppressed for years, and that this really started in childhood. And he has some stories about his mom and the things that she did and didn't do when he was little. And he just thought that was just how it went. And so he didn't have a lot of expectations for women around him. But it set him up to be suppressed in later life, because he was suppressed as a child in early life. So when that happened, he just thought that's all he was worth. And this guy's a giver. He's a fixer. He's always saving people. He's always giving to people. But after I pointed out some of these things that he was doing to himself or allowing to be done to him, he realized he was suppressed. And the second session he came back in, he burst into tears and he said, I love you. You have totally changed my life. He had been cleaning house with people that he'd been taking care of for years, and kind of broke up with some people that were using him, because he felt like he had to earn love. Like, that's what he learned from his mother, is he needed to earn love. His father died when he was quite young, and he stepped up as the man of the house to pay all the bills, and he paid his mother